Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for July 8th, 2017. And tonight there is a full moon in Capricorn with a Pluto and Mars opposition that is aligned with the Sun-Moon opposition. But whether you're into the cosmic weather or not, you may be feeling a heavy energy in your world as reflects energies being felt in the global field, the quantum field. This understanding of the quantum field connection has been a major theme on this Cosmic Love show. And as I've emphasized this last year, the Aquarian Age will also be known as the Quantum Age. And the quantum shift we're now seeing in the quantum field of Earth is truly ordained for this time. This big shift is widely known as a dimensional shift from 3D to 5D, a higher dimension of prevailing consciousness. And I'll be discussing that today in a way that fits the global astrology, psychology, you might say, of the hour. That is triggering developments this next month and the rest of the year. I could go into more of that in detail from the geometry of what's going on with the cardinal T-square, and I could get into all the details of the different signs and points and the energetics. You know, I'm not going to. You know, you have your own sense of that, some more than others. And you don't have to understand astrology, though, to know that the world, as we've known it, is suffering from severe social, political, and economic problems that seem to be getting worse. Big media incessantly reports one crisis after the other, but rarely, if ever, do we hear of systemic solutions to our systemic global problems. Personally, as the host of Cosmic Love, I can't think of anything better to do. So today I thought I'd dispel some of the heavy energies of these days with a positive, realistic vision of global holistic healing. So my topic today is universal self-care and global healing, the paradigm shift to personal and public holistic healing. Let me begin by saying that the health of oneself and civilization at large is either evolving and ascending to a state of integral physical, mental, and social well-being, or it is devolving and descending to decadent social disease as profits-only social parasites. Now, that's a loaded statement I'll be going into, but this is where global civilization is at. Either we evolve or we devolve. Either we ascend or we descend. Either we get our act together with common sense or we're conflicted with the sense of division, dysfunction, and dis-ease that afflicts us all. So let me begin my story with a true story that provides a parallel reality, a parable, you might say, that speaks to the current global holistic healing paradigm shift. There was a Native American Cherokee boy who grew up in the American Midwest at a time when his tribe was being isolated by surrounding towns of Americans. Sequoia was the dreamer who believed he could invent a way for Cherokees to talk on paper, even though his friends and family thought the idea was ridiculous. But around 1809, Sequoia began creating a system of writing for the Cherokee language, a sign symbol language that preserved their culture in print, as the, so to speak, civilized Americans were doing. Anyway, he did it. It took him quite a while. But the tribe couldn't see anything good coming from someone they knew as a half-breed dreamer whose father was German but was raised by his mother on the reservation. After years of rejection, some Cherokee leaders saw the value and championed its use with the first printing presses of the Cherokee Nation, the first widely published native language in the Americas. And the details for the story, true story, is that the Wikipedia link that I provide with the episode information for this show. So the moral to this story, the shift happens. First it is ignored, then it is resisted, finally it bears fruit. Consider how the Internet has created a global village in principle, our instant, everywhere, interactive capability that is surrounding every family, tribe, community, and independent sovereign netizen worldwide. This is the personal and planetary big shift from 3D suffering separation syndrome to 5D plus unity and global diversity. The shift from 3D to 5D, the shift in consciousness, sometimes called the quickening, a process that is now happening very quickly, globally, being accelerated by the instant, everywhere, interactive communication capabilities of our global village. So the family of mankind as a whole has been rapidly waking up and wising up to the opportunity for rising up with an emerging identity of unity and diversity for billions of global netizens who are yearning to breathe free from 3D paradigm paralysis. And a new sign symbol language for this purpose is quickening as the emerging blueprint for a golden age. Now, the links I'm providing when I reference something like the Emerging Blueprint for a Golden Age, that's an online free online ebook. Again, linked in the episode information for this show, that goes into much more detail on this new sign symbol language for that is, you know, this process and for the purpose of quickening as the emerging blueprint for a golden age. So the keynote here is that, and this is what I'm getting around to, health is not merely the absence of disease and infirmity. Above all, it is a unity state of universal solidarity for the optimal physical, mental, and spiritual well-being of all of us as united sovereigns of Earth. We're talking about universal rights in the global sphere, and this is a theme that I'm going to be repeating in this article, this show, and in future shows, because this is the movement without a name that's in process, you might say. The family of mankind is emerging as a 5D global village. Universal translation capabilities already exist between the major languages of the world on Facebook. And the common sense of universal rights in our global village is becoming self-evident. Excuse me, we're all in this together. Core constitutional freedoms have thus migrated to the Internet and have their own self-fulfilling prophecy of conscientious evolutionary ascent. The pure intention of kind men that best defines mankind is the move towards peace, mutual respect, cooperation, and life in harmony with nature. Now, everyone in the right mind or right brain, I should say, understands that win-win is better than win-lose. Cooperation is better than competition on a global scale that requires we all hang together rather than all hang separately. And true devotee, you might say, patriots in this movement have pure intention to get it all together, an expression that goes back to the 60s and 70s, to get it all together, a process in this case of general enlightenment with the conscientious common sense of one for all and all for at-one-ment, or atonement, as some people call it. One Earth with universal rights in the global communications commons. The commons. Common sense. So this global paradigm shift is now poised for the next phase of the computer internet revolution after prior emphasis on hardware, you know, IBM, software, Microsoft, netware, you know, Web 1.0. And hardware is emerging. I've coined this term hardware, and there's a link that goes into great detail on what Web 3.0 cyber ethics will look like with this concept of hardware. And again, this is something I've been discussing and documenting and, you know, developing since 2000, actually. But it's come a long ways, and this is kind of a synopsis for people that are new to the subject, especially. Again, the links that are provided in this article, it's like a book in its own right, with the chapters of the book being the links that go into greater detail and the aspects explained. So this hardware is emerging, and as with the Cherokee parable I referenced earlier, this involves a new sign symbol language for real-time mass-to-mass interaction as defines and refines social conscience in our global social networks. And the coordinates for this hardware, the understanding of it, I provide with graphics in the article. As I mentioned, you can pull that up and read along with it in the episode information in a separate window, or reference it initially or after listening to this. And it goes into the understanding, the graphic understanding of universal rights, and this is the LOVE model with pure geometry graphics, thought forms, the L linear rights in the public sphere, the circle spherical nonlinear O principle of all connection, by way of well-informed choice co-creation, the V, the synthesis integration of the L plus the O, like thesis, antithesis, synthesis, and the V is, again, the principle of the Trinity, or the synergy in the Trinity, and how that all relates to the E, the, you might say, the four sides of the pyramid of self and civilization, the graphic of the E being, you know, looking down on the plan of a pyramid with the cross-referencing through the capstone center in the middle of it. So, you know, again, these are code map coordinates for hardware that are holographic. These are universal principles, like the LOV relates to energy fields within fields. There are three basic principles: right magnetic energy fields, round magnetic energy fields, and radiant energy fields. And again, all fields within fields are combinations of these right magnetic, you know, the L in this love model, the right dynamic energy fields, the round magnetic energy fields, and the V radiant energy fields. And again, these principles are not just in quantum science, they're not just understood as working at all levels from the atomic to the galactic, but they're also universal archetypal principles in the pure geometry thought forms themselves, the linear, the nonlinear, and again, the integration of the two radiant energy fields, right dynamic, round magnetic, and radiant. And this might say threefold flame of all fields within fields, these energy fields carry through on all levels, the left brain, the right brain, and the coordination of the two brains, LO and the V, thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And to the biological model, and all through creation, there's these principles. Even in our governmental systems, you have the executive, judicial, and legislative branches of government. Based on these three principles, the right dynamic, executive, round magnetic, the judicial, how we're all connected with justice for all, and the radiant, you know, from the representative legislative branch of government that radiates our representation through, ideally, our representatives. And, of course, I'm referencing, in this case with Web 3.0, a real-time, you know, voting system, online real-time communication, you might say voting system of representation directly on a mass-to-mass scale, what that looks like and how that works. So that's a little bit of a diversion, but what I'm saying is that all global healing problems are at root communication problems. how we come into unity for healthy community. And culturing health in any social network community comes back to this. Good information for well-informed choice, as in these two systemic healing categories of global telecom and global telecare. Now, there's links for both of those, and this you might say the alpha and omega of a model for global holistic healing. You know, it's like the working on the two levels of personal and planetary healing through information tools and resources that make that possible. You know, current installed and operational information technologies that exist on the internet that could serve global humanity. You might say universal self-care and universal telecom communications, whereby all people in all languages everywhere can interact not only in their local social networks but global social networks with a common language, and I go into light language, the language of consciousness that makes that possible. So these two organizational models of global telecom and global telecare represent the spirit that matters for the mind and body of personal and planetary civility. Global telecom is an internet web 3.0 platform for culturing social conscience and social networks. And again, the links I've provided explained, you know, web, specifically the one on Heartware explains web 1.0, the early internet, and web 2.0 with social platforms, and web 3.0, which are interactive social platforms on a mass-to-mass scale. So, again, global telecom is an internet web 3.0 platform for culturing social conscience and social networks, and global telecare is a web 3.0 platform for highly personalized self-care based on one's unique body type, learning style, current symptom profile, and a results-oriented database showing which diet, health modalities, and holistic protocols work best for one's unique health condition. And again, the vision of global telecare and video that describe it in the process are provided on the link for more, for those who want to go into more depth in understanding that and what that looks like, how that works. There's plenty of information there to sink your teeth into. I mean, we're talking global holistic healing. It requires fleshing out just a little bit. So we're talking about the key to a healthy self is to heal thyself, and a process, a self-care information process, you know, free online service. I'm going to get a drink of water here. A free online service for access to this website, whereby you can go through a gateway on the website that regards your unique metabolic type, which is your blood type and all that that means, and then look at different health symptom profiles like your own and what's indicated as working best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, or hundreds of other modalities for holistic healing, and what kind of results they get, how much they cost, how easy it is to do it yourself or with assisted physician care. So this is a vision of healing the healthcare system, you know, universal self-care. It's like universal healthcare. It's a free online service. It's paid for by the physician pages and the resource pages of tools and processes and products and services that are provided for categories that fit your own unique, again, body type, health condition profile, and other factors that determine what's working best for your unique condition. So the first step, the first step in the process of heal thyself, you know, to be thou made whole, is to take inventory of information that best serves optimal personal health and social conscience with our new telecare and telecom capabilities. You know, I'm talking about telecom capabilities, interactive mass-to-mass telecom, you know, for culturing social conscience and social networks, as I'm talking about global telecare, for free online access to information for highly personalized self-care or physician care, depending on, you know, what you choose. It's like informed choice. It's an informed choice service. It doesn't prescribe. It just provides choices based on good information of what's working best. So the global internet has optimized this opportunity for collective common sense, you might say, as no other technology in modern history. The whole world has awakened with unprecedented knowledge power to know better and do better. And billions of global netizens are now connecting with a new net reality in the spirit of caring to share what they've learned will do the most good for the most people. This is a process that can be harnessed for optimizing individual and collective common sense. Now, the idea of common sense as global unity in diversity is naturally maturing with evolution of the internet itself. Some of us are old enough to remember when one's desktop computer evolved into the network of computers, you know, the internet, Web 1.0. And we saw how social network platforms like Facebook evolved, you know, Web 2.0. And now we're on the threshold of Web 3.0 with interactive mass-to-mass telecom for optimizing conscientious common sense in our global social networks, not only for holistic healing personally, but for culturing social conscience in our social networks. Now, this is a process that is defined and refined by upgrading our core internet freedoms. And the link I've provided on this upgrading core internet freedoms goes into detail of these basically five core constitutional freedoms that have been upgraded with the internet capabilities and are in process of being fulfilled or otherwise developed for optimizing global net reality. Again, when I say global net reality, global social conscience and global social networks. This is the reality we live in. It's a global village. And to the extent that we culture social conscience and social networks, there will be general enlightenment and neutralizing, you might say, the dark side deep state of 3D paradigm paralysis. So this process is following a natural trajectory from internet to internet, from cyberspace to inner space. And as the World Wide Web links the light of light workers as cultural creatives, and if you're reading the copy at this point, cultural creatives is hyperlinked with the video that provides quite a dramatic orientation to this understanding of how we are the creators. Us cultural creatives, you know, the 1% to 3% whose sphere of influence is the 20% who do 80% of the networking on the internet. We are the cultural creatives, and who we are as the creators of the future we want, the World Wide Web is linking the light of these cultural creatives, call them light workers, with the language, with an understanding of the language of light as consciousness that's maturing with the universal sign language. You know, back to that symbol sign language for the big shift to the next big thing in the computer internet reality requires a sign language, a symbol language, metaphoric language, the language of light, of consciousness, as consciousness, you know, for the holodeck, you might say between the ears, and the global holodeck, as far as an objective representation of social conscience and social networks, which is what Heartware does. So we have a world that's now maturing with connectivity, an instant everywhere interactive connectivity, and to be able to connect on a mass-to-mass scale, real-time mass-to-mass communication requires a universal sign language for simultaneous mass communication of a dozen or thousands of people in real time, voting one's conscience without creating noise. It requires a standardized frame of reference that's truly universal in its multi-dimensional representation with archetypes that are holographic and holistic and truly universal, pure geometry thought forms, geometrically ordered divinity, first principles of, you might say, spiritual geometry, you know, the order of the universe, to represent a unified field of conscience for an objective perspective of common sense with both 3D and 5D evaluation criteria, the best of both worlds of smart and heart. So I'm going to be going into this, these metaphors for understanding the shift of 3D to 5D, saying the same thing in different ways to give kind of a holistic, holographic perspective of the whole concept of what this shift is, what it will look like, how it works to co-create the world we all want. So co-creation is a cooperative win-win service to others. It's a 5D attribute that cultures real community by way of unity and diversity communications. Conversely, 3D conflict through divisive win-lose coercion is destructive to healthy civility. I mean, it's laid waste to the Middle East with millions of innocent civilians killed and displaced. And that 3D eye-for-an-eye model of revenge and retaliation makes the whole world blind, as Gandhi once said. Only the 5D power of love, and that power of love is hyperlinked to exquisite metaphor, story about Ho'oponopono, a Hawaiian understanding of the power of love that's quite mind-blowing. If you get a chance to watch the videos and read that, if you haven't, that's an insight to 5D, the 5D power of love that can naturally neutralize the 3D psychopathology which perpetuates war and disease for the profit of power elite potentates who are ethical infants. I mean, this is the world we're in now. These are the challenges as we move from 3D to 5D. The abundant life begins with abundant light as wisdom and love as heart coherent connection to all sentient life. Now that's a world where personal and planetary health of golden age potential is conceived, believed, and achieved in linear 3D time on Earth, even as it already exists in nonlinear 5D heaven. You might say a coherence connection to the continuum at large. 5D coherence, the coherence factors factor, how to cohere with love rather than thrust with power. Now, this understanding of the glue that holds together, you might say, you know, the quantum field, the fractal order of the holographic universe, the frequency of coherence, heart coherence. When you're in the frequency of holy compassion, joy, bliss, you know, being there, centered and connected, you know, with that harmonic equivalent of cosmic love, you might say. This is, you know, the fabric of the universe is, you might say, held together by that glue. So we're talking about, you know, principles of quantum reality, quantum science, the quantum connection with the heart, and the heart coherence that defines and refines mind congruence. Can't really be mind congruent unless you're heart coherent. They're connected energetically and otherwise. And that understanding of the evaluation criteria that provides with heartware and how that's a key component of it, that's, again, that understanding will become more prevalent as people get a grip, wrap their mind around, you know, this whole thrust for global unity in our diversity. You know, this movement towards, at this point, it's a movement without a name, but it is a movement towards wholeness, holiness, unity consciousness, or unity conscience, as some people refer to it, and how, you know, the connection between us is more important than the divisions that, you know, create the sense of separation behind the cause of all suffering. And so we're talking about, you know, a shift in the way we see things and how to look to see, know to be 5D reality, you know, real eyes to realize what 5D really means. Now, people get confused with 3D, 4D, 5D. It helps to understand that 4D time, four-dimensional time, you might say, is the bridge from 3D space to 5D intuition of an effective sensory perception nature. And mastery of the illusion of space and time is a process of mastering the direction of perception from love conception to self-correction. I'm playing with words here, but, you know, there's a process that involves and evolves our individual and collective conscience. And the language of conscience itself is a framing of the process. As you become more conscious of how you're conscious, the language of consciousness, then the movement from love conception to self-correction with evolutionary ascension, conscious ascension from 3D through 4D to 5D, it's a process. And if you can't see in 5D and what that even means, some people would say that you're stuck in 3D. That which is more worldly than otherworldly. So worldly values are more self-serving for survival of the ego, which will do anything for self-preservation. And otherworldly virtues are more common with mature adults who serve others for both personal and collective thrival. Again, moving from survival to thrival is part of this process of moving from 3D to 5D. And this is the difference between 3D self with a small s, and 5D self with a capital S. It's like the difference between one's little me, the ego, and one's big me, you might say, the selfless self, you know, the higher self that is selfless. And just as children must learn that fear and anger is like praying for what they don't want, so must adults learn that thoughts have wings, and pure intention of a 5D nature upgrades one's connection with others, while 3D is stuck in negativity. Which, as an acronym, stuck in negativity is like the sin against S-I-N, against the Holy Spirit of TLC in action, love in action, the Holy Spirit. And we can see the inversion, subversion, and perversion of authentic TLC, love in action, in the self-serving medical industrial complex that has privatized disease treatment for profit from disease, not its prevention. And I'm trying to keep this, you know, basically positive, but it helps to understand that this inversion, subversion, perversion of what we call healthcare to a disease care system, this is what makes public health assurance uncommon. I'm not talking health insurance. I'm talking about health assurance, uncommon. It's what drives up the cost of sickness care insurance, because the sick system profits from sickness, not optimal health that prevents sick profits. Now, it's a pretty intense indictment on the healthcare system, and it's in the news a lot. But there's not going to be healing of what they call healthcare when it's 98.75% or 0.5% disease care. We have a disease care system called healthcare, and all the money is in treating sickness. All the incentive is in for more sickness, indirectly causing sickness and directly treating it. Anyway, it's a sick system run on based on sick profits for highly organized medical industrial complex. So I'm referring to the institutionalized 3D paradigm paralysis that is stuck in the mechanistic chemistry of disease paradigm that resists and resents the 5D paradigm shift to the quantum energies of health paradigm for holistic healing with light and sound, as well as hundreds of proven healing modalities that will be liberated by global telecare. I mean, this is where it's going. It's already coming out on the internet, aggregator sites that are integrating holistic health information. But the technology capabilities now could define, I mean, in the same time that Obama instituted his health care program, the Affordable Care Act, which wasn't affordable and didn't care. I mean, in the same amount of time, we could have global holistic self-care, a free online global holistic self-care that would provide an extraordinary service, you know, for the healing of individuals and families globally, not just America. So we've got a sick system that is in the process of disintegrating while new systems are integrating. You know, we're seeing the demise of one system and the rise of another system that will be based on well-informed choice and basically, you know, the public option to know better and do better. So people say, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, the system is sick, and a classic example of that is the 3D profits before people paradigm of the $200 billion per year cancer industry that drips chemo poison into one's whole body with the idea of killing cancer in part of it. And that's a 3% cure rate that I believe will go down in history like bloodletting to remove evil spirits, but I digress. My intent here is bringing it around to claiming the victory of 5D ascension. Again, old paradigms, dimensional ways of thinking, 3D, are disintegrating, while new systems, 4D, 5D, of conceiving and understanding wholeness and healing, they're evolving, they're ascending. It's an ascension process of knowing better to do better. And either you're busy being born with more 5D atonement for laggard 3D stinking thinking, or you're busy dying to the opportunity. And this is the ascension judgment, you might say, to affirm your highest and best service to others, you know, fulfilling your own soul contract, or not so much. It's, you know, some will, some won't. So what? You know, next. I mean, we all have our soul contracts. We have different choices. We came here for different reasons, and quite often we go to where we're coming from unless we upgrade our consciousness, being in the world with, you know, a more enlightened way of seeing the world and serving it. So in the larger scheme of soul evolution, the judgment we come from is the judgment we go to. I mean, it's like a process of separating the 5D wheat from the 3D chaff. And every lifetime in 3D is an opportunity to transcend self-serving survival with others serving thrival. And to the extent that we serve others for their thrival, the rise of 5D floats all boats. Now, this concept of the rise of 5D, even in one individual, helps to float the boats of others because it is raising the level of the field, the dimensional frequency of the field. And one of the world experts on this subject is Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology, who had like a decades-long research with millions of tests with numerous individuals utilizing behavioral kinesiology that's documented in his book, Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior. And he explains, based on extraordinary research and explanation that provides evidence of this process, he explains that one individual who lives and vibrates to the energy of pure love and reverence for all life will counterbalance the negativity of 750,000 individuals who calibrate at the lower weakening levels. And this is a system of calibration of the different levels of different frequencies of consciousness utilizing behavioral kinesiology that had a decade-long research with millions of tests as they basically documented the evidence of this process and how it works. And it's one of my top 10 all-time favorite books, Power Versus Force, The Hidden Determinants of Human Behavior by Dr. David R. Hawkins, MD, PhD in psychology. So we're talking about how 5D real time is now time, and it is out of the box, out of the linear box with nonlinear perception. And I provide a link with this nonlinear perception with an entire website that goes into this understanding of nonlinear perception in the field and in consciousness, in the processes of consciousness, what that looks like. And again, we need 3D frames of reference, you might say. We need linear frames of reference to filter, you know, the field of all that is, all information. But at the same time, the understanding of nonlinear perception to, you know, basically read between the lines, you know, the spirit of the law rather than the letter of the law, and how strength in excess is a weakness. You don't want to go too nonlinear. You know, if your mind's too open, your brains will fall out or something like that. You know, we all need our frames of reference for what is real. And as we mature, you might say with a more of a spherical mind of the field, you know, the all-connected field, there's a process of balance. Checks and balance, left brain, right brain. We're always coordinating brain switching back and forth. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, linear, nonlinear, synergy. Synergy, ideally, with the best of both worlds, or entropy, if it's the worst of both worlds. So these are all dynamics of the processes of consciousness that go into the websites and are framed basically with the model, the love model of geometric order divinity. So when we're taught how to think rather than what to think in public school, we will know that left brain dominant thinking is more linear, logical, and letter of the law limited with masculine attributes, whereas right brain dominant feeling is more nonlinear, intuitive, and spirit of the law oriented with feminine attributes. So we've all heard the expression, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. You know, men tend to be more masculine, assertive, so to speak, linear, logical. And women tend to be more, instead of projective, they tend to be more receptive and nonlinear, intuitive with, you know, with the spirit of nurturing relationships, you know, unity and diversity, more so than the compartmentalized thinking of the left brain logic. Or so anyway, understanding of this process, how past time becomes future time in real time. You know how the future has already happened in the continuum, in the space-time continuum. And the vision of where it's going hasn't yet caught on, but just as surely as the Internet caught on worldwide, Web 3.0 will sooner or later define and refine a global healing paradigm. And that's the main thrust of, you know, I'm storying around this, you know, metaphor and trying to bring in as much exquisite metaphor as possible for understanding this process that will involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. And as the family of mankind embraces, you know, the prime directive, you know, to do no harm in the process of culturing personal and planetary healing, we will begin to assimilate 5D, five-dimensional wholeness principles and processes of public service first that naturally begins to eliminate the pathological, parasitic problem of a 3D patriarchal power elite that's intent on ownership and control for their self-serving profit first. So we've either got, you know, the 5D principles of public service first, or we have the 3D power elite principles, you know, of self-serving profit first. The transition is going on. This is the shift. One, 3D is waning and 5D is rising. And the end of the 3D world as we've known it is in process as the parasitic matrix consumes itself. Now, this understanding of parasites is kind of, is an analogy that kind of fits with this understanding, the old 3D paradigm system that's called the matrix and how it's become parasitic and is consuming itself. For example, the military-industrial complex in the Mideast debacle comes to mind when the parasitic problem is examined. That pathological system has become dependent on creating and managing endless terror, war, death, and hell on Earth to feed the parasite. And a far more, you know, going into this parasite metaphor, a far more nefarious parasite is the medical industrial complex, as I've mentioned, that masks as healthcare yet feeds off of disease, not health. And that pathological parasitic system makes a killing literally by profiting from the increase in public sickness, not its prevention. That's like, why would that parasite want to prevent its own health at the expense of others? So perhaps the most insidious parasite in the brain and body of the 3D matrix is the bankster's parasite, the banksters who create an environment in which all the other parasites can thrive, fouling the 3D matrix terrain with their debt, their excrement. I mean, all parasites poop in their host, but the bankster parasites are the worst because they make the war and disease parasites subservient to their agenda to thrive on the demise of the host, milking the masses of their economic vitality. And that's a pretty intense a metaphor. Again, I'm keying into the intense energies of this Mars-Pluto alignment with the Sun-Moon opposition of this full moon in Capricorn. You know, these energies, people, again, understand astrology, psychology. They know these metaphors I'm referring to in a very intense, powerful way resonate with the energies of the hour. And these are energies that are at issue in the global field, in the collective field of consciousness worldwide. But again, I don't mean to paint a negative picture, because this too shall pass. You know, the bankster parasites, the medical industrial parasites, military industrial parasites, these parasite paradigms are passing, and a whole new metaphor for global holistic healing through communications, interaction, and websites that basically is like crowd sharing with wisdom, resources. These are maturing very quickly. So we have at issue the pathology of what's called monopoly capitalism, the system of capitalism in the West that profits from creation and treatment of war, disease, and debt. And this will dissipate as the opportunity for holistic healing of self and civilization integrates with recognition of 5D capabilities and deployment of our 5 core internet freedoms. And this understanding of the 5 core internet freedoms and the article on that and how they've evolved out of in the Bill of Rights, our 5 core constitutional freedoms. There's a bridging of those principles to the internet that is defining this process of, 5D, evolution, revelation, revolution, you might say. So this conscientious evolutionary ascent process for global humanity is not a mystery when known. I mean, the universal laws governing this global evolution has methods. There are universal principles. God has methods. Source has methods. The quantum field, quantum science, quantum reality, there are universal principles that provide the sign, symbol, language for the next phase of the computer internet revolution that sooner or later will involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a heart. More heart, qualifying smart. So I sum up the article, and I'm going to sum up the show with code language that references these keynotes I've talked about in the show on the article, kind of summing it up, and you might say geometrizing the pure geometry coordinates of the model that frames, defines, and refines hardware. And basically, it's, an orientation to how to seize the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and commit with valor so that your affirmation, confirmation, determination, and integration of this process will claim the victory, the capstone victory, 5D conscience for your ascension. And keep in mind that pure intention focuses attention on love's retention for conscious ascension in multiple dimensions of enlightened full-spectrum comprehension without contention or 3D reprehension. And that's all I have to say about that. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so, and look forward to being back in a few. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.